What's it like for Chinese students to come study in America? That's the subject of a new documentary that follows two students as they leave homes and families behind to go to high school in rural Maine. The film, which is in both English and Mandarin, is called Mainland. It won a special jury award at South by Southwest and opens in New York tomorrow. Joining us now is Mainland director, producer, and co-editor Miao Wang. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for being here. And why did you want to tell this story?
I wanted to tell the story for a couple of different reasons. And one of them is very much personal, because I grew up in China, and I moved when I was 12. And I actually moved to Boston and studied in high school there and college. And now I've been here for many years. So I was very familiar with this experience of arriving as a teenager and being thrown into a high school that's completely different from what I'm familiar with. That experience, I just know it's so unique and it's so formative that I felt like it was a story that had to be told.
And how common is it? How many Chinese students are coming to the U.S. to study in that way?
Well, it was not at all common when I came, but now in the last 10 years, it's been a rising phenomenon. And in the last 5 years, it's exponentially every year more and more students are coming here. And I think this year or last year, there was over 300 Chinese students studying in the U.S. Over a third of the international students studying in the U.S. are Chinese.
Hmm. And you focus on one school in particular called Freiburg Academy. It's in rural Maine. Why did you choose that school?
Well, that school kind of landed a little bit in my lap because I was invited to do a screening in that school for my previous film. And when I arrived, I just felt like this was kind of perfect. There were all these Chinese students there. It was in the middle of nowhere in Maine. And the contrast, visual contrast, immediately came to my mind of, you know, a big metropolis in China versus this quiet, sleepy town in Maine. So when I talked to the admissions director, I just said, well, maybe I can follow you on your next trip to China. And he goes to China twice a year. So I followed him, and that's how the journey began.
And at the beginning of your film, we meet Stella, who's a young Chinese girl who tells you why she wants to study in the United States. Let's listen.
The first time I fell in love with America was in middle school when I watched a famous movie called The High School Musical. The movie described daily life in an American high school. It showed how American students study, play, and date. Instead, I started to dream about studying in America.
So it was a Disney Channel film that drew her to want to study in America. What were some of the other reasons that you found that people wanted to come here?
Well, there were several reasons, and one major one is the Gaokao, which is the Chinese college entrance exam, and it's this gate of passage that every single Chinese child has to go through in order to get to college. So that is so difficult that every year there are more and more people not taking that. And one of the reasons for a lot of the students who want to come study abroad is also just to escape from that exam. And the other reason is a lot of Chinese parents now really want their kids to have an international perspective because they are seeing, you know, China as having a role in the world, and they want their kids to be able to work and collaborate with others in this more global village. And another reason is parents are concerned with their kids living in Chinese cities that are full of pollution, and they kind of want to get their children out of those cities that are, you know, that doesn't have good water and air. So yeah, many different reasons. And the educational system, a lot of Chinese parents are concerned with the educational system. They feel like it's a bit stifling towards at least some of the kids, and they want them to come to learn, you know, critical thinking, creative thinking, and to be able to succeed in a much more different world.
And of course, for the institutions in the United States, it's a very lucrative thing to do
to bring
these students. Does that mean that all of the Chinese students who are coming to the U.S. are of a certain means?
Well, you know, when I was doing research for the film, I was really hoping to find I was asking the teacher a lot, you know, the admissions director. So do you have anybody that come from really nothing and can afford to come here. And the reality is, for boarding schools in the U.S., that's over $40,000 a year. Because of that fact, I think a lot of the parents that do send their kids abroad tend to come from middle-class or upper-middle-class families.
You follow prospective students during the interview process, which seems very difficult for the interviewers from Freiburg. At one point, one of them says, "I think they're giving us what we want to hear." Do you think that's common?
Yeah, I think that's very common. And that's part of the reason I really wanted to show that process. And I wanted to show their lives and how their lives are, what their lives are like in, back in China, and what their lives are like in reality in Freiburg and in the school. Because I think a lot of the teachers don't really know what they're really like, and their parents don't know what their lives are like when they come to America. And I, a lot of times I felt like I was kind of the only person that was there, knowing what's going on both sides.
Stella does take part in activities at Freiburg. She becomes a cheerleader for a while. But you also follow another student from China named Harry, who seems more solitary and thoughtful. Mm-hmm. He chooses Tiananmen Square for a topic for class. What were your impressions of him?
Yeah, when I first met him at his interview, he just had these really interesting, like I thought, very thoughtful things to say. You know, he talked about his dad and how much he respected his dad. Then he talked about also just how much he wanted to come to the U.S. because he wanted to know what critical thinking is. So those really immediately grabbed my attention. And I felt like even though he seemed like on the surface, any normal Chinese boy who seems kind of quiet, introverted, and plays a lot of video games, I felt like there was something more to him, and he had this kind of philosophical touch about him. And I was really shocked when he told me that he actually picked the topic himself. I thought maybe they were just doing it because it was a global studies class, and I thought, you know, maybe the teacher provided that as an assignment. But yeah, he just kind of matter-of-factly said, well, I was very curious because it's something you don't really get to know anything about in China.
Later in the film, we start to hear about the Chinese students' college plans, and Stella talks to a guidance counselor telling her why she wants to study business and not teaching as she had originally planned.
Is that a conflict for you?
My parents pay a lot for me to come to America. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if I just teach, I don't think I'd get money back for them. Yeah.
So she doesn't even think she can pay her parents back for all the money they've spent on her education in America if she just becomes a teacher. Do you find that a lot of Chinese students who are coming to the U.S. end up wanting to go into something where they'll make a lot of money?
Yeah, absolutely. But I also, I do think that also is all the time changing. You know, I feel like when I came here, that was probably even a bigger pressure. And, you know, I'm seeing many more students who are actually studying the arts coming here. So that is changing quite a bit. But most of the Chinese students you see who are applying to the U.S. for school are applying to study economics, business, finance, you know, technology, because those are the more practical fields.
And what about the question of whether they want to stay in the U.S. after they're done studying or whether they want to go back to China? It sounds like it's a real mix.
Yeah. I think that's a question that every student that comes to study abroad also will always have to address. I think some of them might have to leave because it's actually quite difficult. It's very difficult to stay in the U.S. To get a visa after you're a student. It's really, really hard. And so that's a practical reality. And then on top of that, trying to decide if you feel more comfortable being in the U.S. after you've lived here for 8 years during your most formative years, or do you feel more comfortable with your home back in China? And I think it's both. There's a combination of both, and it's a constant struggle, and it just keeps going. So,
what do you think is the bigger culture shock, the one for the Chinese students coming to study in the U.S. or all the Americans who go and try to study in China?
That's a good question. Maybe in some ways, maybe for Americans to go study in China, actually, just because I think the Chinese know so much about, well, they're so curious about America all the time, and they're always, you know, watching all the American TV, watching everything, they consume everything they can about America, and they're fascinated. And I think when you're in China, you hear about news from the world all the time. But I do feel like in America, there's a little bit of a, maybe people are not as aware of what China is actually like. So because of that, maybe there could be even more of a shock. And also, you know, in China, they're teaching English in Chinese schools in first grade. And I know some of that is starting in the U.S. You know, there are communities that are starting to teach Chinese for grade school students. But I would say the majority of Americans still are not going to be likely to speak any Chinese. And most Chinese, meanwhile, have at least some level of English at this point.
That's Miao Wang, who is the director, producer, and co-editor of the new film Mainland. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us.